Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so I want to get to something, but real quick, you know, you heard Beanie's update there. Like, A, I have no belief that happens. Rico and I are both of the same belief. Damian Martinez is going to end up at like an Alabama or something. Fill in blank. But it is incredible to me that multiple years into the new era of college football, we are still hearing headlines like what Beanie just said. Oh, an NIL collective failed to pay Damian Martinez. Just like before the Iowa game, Michigan State had all kinds of problems with players getting NIL pulled. I mean, the idea of no rules in the sport are just, it's insane. But the fact that there's seemingly no rules with the collectives, it's crazy.
Collect your money if you want, or maybe we just don't pay you.
Right. Now, the only connection I can make to make that relevant, because I have no, would I want Damian Martinez? Of course I would. He's a bulldozer. If you don't watch anything else of Damian Martinez, just go watch him in the UW game. This is a Big Ten physical battering ram, one cut running back.
In bad weather.
Right.
Yeah, he's a Big Ten running back, where he's a type that you probably see like at a Wisconsin.
Yeah. But look, he's a back of the same level that when Jahmyr Gibbs left Georgia Tech to go to Bama. This is that type of transfer. He is fantastic. I have no thought that he'll go to Michigan State. And I don't think State's in the business of paying $500,000-$700,000 for a running back.
And see,
why, David?
We don't pay running backs.
You're damn right.
Even in college?
I wouldn't even do it at the college level. We don't pay running back. No salary cap? Don't care.
See, I don't know if he wants to follow his coach, because I don't know how that worked out. Did he feel like, you know what, the staff abandoned me and left me here?
So I believe, and I will go back. I believe I read an article where Martinez was very critical of Smith. Because I think the way it went down was Smith had told the team, but it was before the Oregon game, and they're like, wait, we have to play the Civil War here, and you're... I think Martinez threw some shade at him.
Nothing will ever be like what Caden Hauser did. Not that he's going to be this great quarterback, but Caden Hauser just went full blowtorch. Screw this guy. I'm not playing for him. I didn't like him before, and I don't like him now. He told me I was never going to be a good quarterback. That's why he left.
Well, he was right. Caden Hauser blows.
No, I know, but the fact it was the honesty. He was like, nope. Oh, he's coming here? I'm out. Gone.
So, yeah, no, just 2 minutes on what Beanie had said. I want to bring up something. And I heard Cookies and John and Heather do a nice job with this morning. Have you guys gotten a chance to see our major addition for the NFL draft? I mean, it is the equivalent of the leg lamp in a Christmas store.
I was about to say, you mean the new Lions draft caps or the new color scheme they got coming out?
No. And no, it's not a completely renovated and rendering accurate District Detroit. Nope, not that either.
It might as well have been. Because the rendering for both flat out lied to you.
Uh-oh. We're talking about our new Hollywood sign. Has anyone seen this puppy? The Detroit sign.
It's pretty much when you order something offline, this is what I'm ordering, but this is what actually came in the mail. Hollywood sign. Nice.
You thought you were getting the authentic Steve Nash jersey. Cutscene. It's a knockoff from China.
Who's Steve Nish?
Nash. Guys, here's my one issue, right? And I want to make this more than just the sign. I have a problem in sum total. Like, driving back into the state of Michigan, I was out of town this weekend, and all you see from the time you hit Michigan to get even into Detroit proper using 75 North is garbage. Why are we blowing $400,000 on a sign, Detroit? It looks like a refrigerator magnet. Yet we don't pick up the garbage. Like, when people are coming to the draft, that sign is not going to save you when there are used condoms on the road next to it. Like, this is my problem with what we do in this town. You drive anywhere near Detroit on our highways, garbage, blown up roads, nonsense. And we're blowing $400,000 on a sign that looks like a refrigerator magnet.
It's the sign in this, in and of itself is ridiculous.
Whose idea was this?
I have no
this
idea.
This is like the Super Bowl arches. No. Whose idea was that?
But it was the artist's rendition. It was like this white sign with lights in it. It's like, I don't know if I would get that, but sure.
Can I ask why another not? Question? How is that sign and landscaping not done 2 weeks out?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are we going to do? Have fans from other towns put pot and plants as they walk in?
Right.
Perhaps bringing some mulch in from another area.
Right. As you look and see the houses behind it, like, wow, this was not thought out whatsoever. It looks like Lego blocks. Seriously, it does. Like, they just, you know what? We got some Lego sets. Let's
Kenny
just go
just
ahead and build
the microphone. Or David threw it at Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny.
I was just mocking it back here. David is very upset.
Why? Are we saying anything out of line?
No, you're not saying anything out of line. This is Detroit. I love my city. I never expected it to look like these AI renderings that were out here.
Wait, where's our LED roof?
I never expect it to look the way they say it's going to look.
Where are all the people I was promised in District? I don't see any of the rendered people.
Bruh. The renderings.
The rendered people look so happy.
They were having a picnic. They're the on those picnic tables.
Rico and I were strolling. We're going to luxury retail.
Walking a dog. I mean, everybody was out about town.
All right, don't look at that abandoned house because it'll be gone because it's not in the renderings.
I just, maybe the way I want to do this is, A, I mean, why does everything we have to attempt locally have to be underwhelming? But second of all, are we going to pull this off? Are we going to pull the draft off without being a punchline? Because I will say, it's fun. We can break the stones of our local town. We live here. You know what I get tired of? I get tired of people looking at me like I'm one of the impoverished children in the starving kids ad when you tell them you're from Detroit. And they're like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. And I'm like, sorry about what? It's actually not a bad place to live.
It's not. But when you do stuff like this, you wonder why people make fun of you. Seriously, you could have given me a can of paint and $40 and I could have just painted Welcome to Detroit on the Uniroyal tire as you drive in.
Like Rico's featured in the Home Depot commercial where the guy somehow builds a deck in one afternoon on a Saturday.
Right.
Here's Rico building the Detroit sign.
No, I'm just going to paint Welcome to Detroit on the Uniroyal tire as you're driving into the city from the airport. Come on. This is why people make fun of you, because this sign was nothing like it was promised. This
show me the original rendering.
Okay.
Because I have not seen the rendering. I've only seen the reality. The reality is, I go, that costs $400,000?
Show him the real renderings, please.
Okay.
Because the ones that are going around isn't the real one.
Okay. Oh, you mean not the one in white? That's not the real
one? That's not the real rendering.
Okay. Then what's the real one? Because that's the only one
I have it right here on my phone.
Okay. Are you going to share with the class?
Sure. I mean, I could come in now if you want me to.
But
sure.
I want to throw the number out. Have you driven by this thing? And I mean, what are we doing? Because we're 2 weeks out from the draft, and I know we're very insulated in that we only care about what the station is doing because we're doing 8 million different radio shows that week. But as a city, what is your confidence level we're pulling this off? We've all seen Chicago and Kansas City and Philadelphia and what it's looked like and how good it looked on television. But I'll be honest. I mean, why am I driving around Detroit using the very highway all visitors will use and it looks like Escape from New York? Like the amount of garbage. Like, when are you getting around to that?
Was the sign really needed?
I don't get the sign.
Is this the sign in white letters with the green trim? Is that the rendering?
Correct.
Okay.
And according to the story, the original story, I don't know if they're going to be like this, but there will be other signs around the city.
What's the next one going to say?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be like this, but there will be other signs around where as you get into the city on different other fairways that you will see.
Sign saying 8 Mile.
I don't know.
The roads are horrible. You got a massive construction project going on.
Wasn't needed.
Got garbage everywhere. Let's drop $400,000 on a sign that I'm pretty sure the kids at David's church could have built. And I'm not mad because it doesn't look like the Hollywood sign. As a caller said to Cookies this morning, we don't have a mountain. I'm not mad. I don't need any sign. I'm pretty sure the roads and the garbage and the construction would tell you you're in Detroit.
Right, but I'm just saying, if anything, I would have. The Uniroyal tire is still there, right?
I pass it every time I'm on 94, yes.
So maybe do something with that. That's iconic to Detroit, especially when you come off the freeway. Make a sign, do something there. Put a sash over the tire, but this.
A sash?
Beats this.
A sash. If you had that on your bingo cards today on a rainy Wednesday. 248-539-9797. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it because honestly, it just between the way district panned out and this thing, and you're like, okay, the draft is here in 2 weeks. I admit it, using 75 and driving back home, and I'm going, what on earth? I don't even understand how the garbage gets there. How do you have 80 miles of garbage on your highway? I've never seen it in any other state. Ever.
I wish I had an answer. I don't.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.